In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, can someone that's not on the altar say what today is?
Christ the King.
Christ the King. So every year we talk about what it is to be a king. I'm going to go a little different route this year. I got to thinking about these, the story of our salvation. And I got to thinking about what it is to be a king. We as Americans, obviously, we've not had a king unless you go all the way back to colonial times when we escaped England for persecution, many of us. But we still knew what it was to have honor and reverence. We still knew what it was to have basically the code of chivalry. Watch out for those weaker than you. Help where you can help. So we had an understanding of this chain of command, which led me to thinking about other stories. Now, I want you to actually respond, either raise your hand or say yes if you've ever heard of these stories. Star Wars. The Chronicles of Narnia. All right. Chronicles of Prydain. Lloyd Alexander. Black Cauldron, right? How about, you ever hear the story of the once and future king? Also known as the Arthurian legend. How about a series called The Dark Glory Wars? That one might stump you. You've heard of it. Nice. That's actually a really good series, by the way, if you like sci-fi fantasy. How about The Twilight Saga? It's actually it's the vampire's love story, Breaking Dawn.
Twilight.
It's actually called the series is called The Twilight Saga.
Okay. I didn't know
that. How about Harry Potter? What do you think about those stories? I mean, these are some classic stories, there are some newer ones, but one of these stories all have one thing in common, don't they? They're a place that we can fall into, a world that we enter into. Anybody ever hear the term archetype? You know that that's a prototype of something more. Every one of those stories actually has an archetype in it. The archetype is always patterned on something very specific.
Some of them.
Huh?
Some of them have a few.
Yeah, they do, but there's always a central character that has, right. Has the archetype in it. And it's the archetype of Jesus Christ. It's the archetype of He who comes to save us all. Think about the stories. Arthurian legend, the once and future king. Harry Potter, the boy who lived. Chronicles of Narnia. Aslan's not a tame lion. The Twilight Saga, even. I would put forth that Bella is actually the archetype there. She actually begins to make the vampires understand that they do indeed have a soul. That they are not evil creatures born out of despair. That's actually really important. What does Christ do? You are not creatures born out of despair. God created the heavens and the earth in 7 days, and when He made man, He said, "This is very good." So I have a question. We go through our life and many people dismiss or even disregard Scripture. We cherry pick. We do these different ideals. But do we do that in the story of Star Wars? Do we do that in Harry Potter? Do we do that in the Twilight Saga, the Dark Glory Wars, Watership Down, the Once and Future King? Do we do that in any others? No, we don't. There are beloved characters that we want to follow. They're the ones that we either associate with or want to be like. Guys, that's a king. The king is someone that you look up to, that you follow, that you die for, that you listen to, that you honor and revere. In other words, he is the boy who lived. He's Luke Skywalker. He's Aslan. He's the heroes of J.R.R. Tolkien. By the way, that's the Lord of the Rings for those that missed that. We understand these truths when we read stories. Why do we not understand it when we read Scripture? Understand that I'm not accusing, it's just a fascinating subject for me. I find myself doing it from time to time. But it's very fascinating. I know people, if you're my age, you went through and you probably still have your Star Wars collection because it meant that much to us. You go to my bookshelf and you look at the book series, The Dark Glory Wars or The Chronicles of Prydain or J.R.R. Tolkien or any of the other classics, and you see how well worn they are, how read and reread and underlined and marked in they are. You see the spines of the stories have been broken because they're always open to a page. I have bad days. I go to passages in those stories that I take inspiration from. How many have a Bible in their house that's like that?
Oh, yeah.
Keep your hands up. I want you to look around. See how many people have their hands up? Why don't we all? If we truly believe that he's our king, why doesn't our Bible look like the books of our childhood, the books of our greatest desires and inspiration? I have a Bible. I don't bring out any anymore, or very rarely. It has become just mine. Jen's seen it. It has pages falling out. Half the pages are highlighted. There's notes in the margins. It's got tape on the spine because that failed. You pick it up and it literally falls apart. It was the one that I carried through the steel mill. It was the one that I actually read the Bible from for the first time. It's called the Discipleship Study Bible. I loved it. Loved it. Had a little concordance in the back. It had where we get our doctrines and dogmas from. It talked about what they were. It had all these notes for how to apply Scripture to your life, or what this actually meant, or what this was in that time. It is dog-eared, torn up, beat up. And I will not get rid of it. Because not only is Christ Luke Skywalker, not only is he the boy who lived, not only is he Bella, not only is he the once and future king of Arthurian legend, not only is he the greatest heroes of all time through all writings that we've ever had, he is all of them at once. We come on Sunday mornings. We have seasons of time. Advent, Lent, Common Time, which, got to be honest, is really not all that common. We have high holy feast days for these people that were worthwhile to us to remember. We knew when something special happened. We fall into those stories and we want to follow the heroes. Oftentimes, if you're like me as a kid, you wanted to be those heroes. So I have a challenge for you in Advent. Find who Christ the King is. Compare him to your favorite heroes. Be they Superman, be they storybook characters, be they legends. Point being, they are the heroes that help to shape you, and they are the heroes that you follow. Find out why they pale in comparison to Christ. Find out why in today's collect we say he is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Find out what it means for you. Crack your Bibles open. Dog ear them. Beat them up. That's what they're there for, believe it or not. What does Christ the King mean to you?